those are 10 demands. And let me ask you the one specifically about requiring agents to wear ID and not wear masks. The administration says there's been a large increase in death threats against Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers, and therefore the masks are necessary. How do you react?
Well, we don't think the masks are necessary in all cases, but there certainly are some restrictions, and there are times when you use it. The fact that you have an agent that is enforcing the law, they should be recognizable for accountability purposes. They certainly need to be wearing identification. They need to have some sort of badge number or individual number. But, you know, what's also happening is because you've got basically masked agents pulling people over without identification, there's actually a recent FBI bulletin, one that I raised to the heads of both departments at a hearing this week, that showed that there's an increase of violent criminals basically impersonating federal agents with masks and those kinds of vests that you can basically buy online. And we've actually seen an increase of crimes against American citizens by people interpreting people. When you think you have a masked person grab you and throw you into an unmarked van, most people think that's probably somebody who is trying to do me harm. They don't know that's a federal agent. They have to know who a federal agent is and who's enforcing the law. And we believe that that's an appropriate thing to have.